All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to compete at Samurai MMA 5, which goes down on March the 11th. And it's a very intriguing middleweight fight we have here. Simon Lagarde taking on Gordon Cunningham, and good having Gordon on the show to talk a bit about that. How's your day going so far, man? Seems like you're getting in some good dog sitting like I am.
Yeah, absolutely. My girlfriend's aunt here, they got a little puppy, a little golden retriever, labradoodle mix, I think. So, yeah, she's keeping me busy.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a cute dog. I've got a little Shorky here who's been keeping me busy. So, yeah, same wavelength.
Love it.
But, yeah, it seems like there's a lot of, you know, good momentum heading into this one in a certain sense. Like, I saw you had a post a few weeks ago where you were saying, like, how some good memories were made throughout 2022 and goals have been made for 2023. I'm curious, like, what are those goals you have mapped out for this year?
Well, mostly goals wise is just to be as active as possible. The time in between my last two fights was a little over a year, and that was a little bit upsetting, you know what I mean, with COVID having taken a lot of time away from a lot of our, like, us athletes. I'd like to really get some wins on the record and start building myself as one of the best middleweights in the country, because I believe that's what I am.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting, like, in that context that you were saying your last performance was not one you were necessarily proud of. Like, you felt there was a certain, like, hesitancy on the feet and, like, a nervousness and engaging. But, I mean, I guess from my perspective as, like, a layman, it looked like a pretty comprehensive one in the sense of getting the, you know, second round finish there. Like, do you still kind of feel that same way about that fight, I suppose, or maybe has that altered since?
I obviously, after having seen the footage, I'm not quite as hard on myself as I maybe was in the beginning, but I know what I'm capable of, especially when it comes to, like, a striking perspective, and I wasn't really able to showcase my striking as much as I would have liked to in my last fight. That being said, like, a lot of people would blame that on ring rust, but I'm not really the type to do that. I just kind of blame myself, you know what I mean? Sometimes you just got to be willing to pull the trigger, sometimes when you don't want to or when you don't feel the safest, but I wasn't really doing that night. But, yeah, I guess I was just playing it safe a little bit.
I mean, that's interesting. I mean, you do have the perspective of being right in the heat of it. So, I mean, I do appreciate that insight, but I would think that it would be at least, like, a milestone sort of moment, at least in as far as, like, scoring the first pro MMA win. Like, was there a certain element to it like that? Like, did it feel kind of significant, at least in, you know, that sort of context? I would think that would be, like, a milestone sort of moment.
Yeah, absolutely. It was definitely a milestone, and it was pretty incredible being able to get my first professional win in front of a hometown crowd in a big stadium like Budweiser Garden. But it's a milestone for sure, but I feel like that win I should have gotten that win back in BFL in my first fight, so I still kind of hold that against myself, but it is what it is. It happened the way it happened. We'll get that one back eventually.
And I mean, it sounds like you're wanting to be active too, so it's like as you continue to do that, it just gets more and more behind you, like that kind of thought. And yeah, like you said, I mean, I'm sure there'll be an opportunity down the line to, you know, get some type of, you know, redemptive kind of victory there, or however you want to phrase that thought.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's a single fan in Canada that watched that fight that would not want to watch that fight again. So I'm sure it'll happen. I'm sure if I reached out there, I'm sure they wouldn't be too hesitant to put that one together.
Yeah, and I mean, this seems like a very exciting one as well. Like, I mean, you talked about, like, the last one, it maybe not being that fight you wanted to have as, like, a almost like firefight, like, kind of action heavy sort of thing. It seems like, at least, like, in some of the promotional material, there's that kind of thought that this is one of those, like, don't blink or you'll miss it kind of fights. Like,
yeah, I feel like most of the fights that I end up in are those kind of fights, the don't blink kind of. People will be on the edge of their seats for sure. And especially with Simon, man, like, he looks like a scary dude. He looks like, I know for a fact, he carries a lot of power in his hands. He's not the kind of guy you want to be flat-footed with. He's definitely, there's a lot of threats there, man. Like, it's definitely going to be a fun fight. I'm going to have to fight intelligently, to say the least.
Yeah, I'm curious, like, have you been doing like a certain level of, tape study on him leading into this? Is that more something you kind of allocate to the coaches and then you guys kind of coordinate the game plan thereafter? Like, what have you been doing in that regard for this Simon Lagarde fight?
As for like tape, like I've watched like a few fights of his, a couple fights. He has like a decent amount of footage, or I guess two fights worth of footage on UFC Fight Pass. So I was able to take a look at his old TKO fights, and yeah, there's definitely some things that he does really well, and there are some holes in his game that I feel like I'll be able to definitely open up and take advantage of. He's like, that being said, he's the kind of guy, he's always going to be in the fight. You know what I mean? Like, he's got that knockout power in both hands, it looks like. So he's definitely got a puncher's chance.
Yeah, and in mentioning TKO, like I was actually just talking to Jesse Ronson a bit ago, and we were kind of talking about how this has certain, like, I mean, it's a new thing for sure, but almost has certain, like, similarities to TKO. Like, there's that certain, like, classic hallmark of, like, the Quebec versus Ontario clashes, and this one kind of fitting within that, too. So, like, what are your thoughts on all of that? That's kind of like a fun, tradition over the years, the, interprovincial clash, as it were.
Yeah, so I love it. Honestly, it's kind of upsetting that TKO isn't around anymore for me to collect one of those belts, because I feel like when you go to Adrenaline, I feel like it's almost rite of passage for you to get one of those TKO belts, and then that's your doorstep to the UFC. So it's unfortunate that I can't go that route, but I'm hoping to replace the TKO belt with one of those Samurai belts one day.
Yeah, well, that was going to be my, like, I guess logical follow-up question, because I feel like Samurai, I mean, as, early on as they are, like, first handful of events, like, I feel like the quality of the shows has very much been there. So, like, how much of an express goal is that? I mean, by virtue of you mentioning that, it seems like it's very much something on your radar, like, collecting that sort of belt and showing you're, one of the better fighters across, like, multiple provinces. And I mean, really, the country, if you're looking at it like that, too.
Yeah, and like you said, I don't really see do it. I don't really look at fighting as province to province. I see Canada as a whole, and I want to be one of the best middleweights in Canada. And yeah, again, it would have been nice to get one of those TKO belts, but I feel like Samurai is doing an amazing job as kind of being the replacement organization for them, and they're doing it just as good, if not better.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would have to agree for sure. But yeah, I mean, a lot going into this fight for sure and everything. I'm curious, like you were saying you were wanting to, be fairly active this year. Like, what does that, like, represent in terms of, like, a total number of fights? Like, do you have, like, a certain number in mind you would like to achieve, or just more of, like, seeing how each fight goes, seeing how the body feels, and kind of planning like that more so?
Well, I've lots of opportunities at my doorstep, but right now I'm hoping I can, after this fight, get at least three more fights in the calendar year.
Yeah, I mean, that would be great. And you very much seem like you're, diligently doing this, not even just from the perspective of someone competing in the sport, but I was also seeing a bit of footage of you coaching and stuff like that. Like, there was a, like, Instagram vid of you with, like, a young girl, like, honing her kickboxing skills and stuff like that. I thought that was, cool to see. Like, how much do you, I guess, derive out of doing that? I would think that would be something that you would, like, really enjoy doing and whatnot.
Oh, it's amazing. Like, having the opportunity to coach at Adrenaline, like, it honestly, it helps me so much, especially when, like, those days where, like, the motivation isn't quite there. You're kind of dragging your heels to get to the gym. When you see, like, the light in these kids' eyes, the way, like, the sport can really light a fire in some of these kids' lives, like, it's pretty incredible to see. And it just reminds me as to why I started the sport in the first place, man. So getting the opportunity to be an instructor at one of the best gyms in the country is, it's changed my life, to say the least, and it's helped out in the sport too. It's like you truly learn to understand things when you can, like, are able to teach them to someone. I feel like you don't truly understand something unless you can teach it, right?
Yeah, for sure. That's, I mean, even in, like, my own endeavors, like, I was in, like, a radio, like, industry years ago. Like, I was a morning show host and I had an intern, and I felt like it refined my own understanding of it too, just trying to teach it to somebody. And I have heard that from, a lot of fighters as well. So that's cool that there's also some benefit in what you're doing as a competitor from that.
I'm very blessed to be in the position that I'm in, to say the least, especially with the history in Adrenaline. it's not like anyone can just walk in there and kind of end up doing what I'm doing. So I don't take it for granted, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that seems to like very much like lift you up in a certain way, and I mean for good reason. I mean, there's such a rich history with that particular team and really just like the London, Ontario scene overall. Like, how much does that, I guess, bolster your individual effort and your drive? Like, you were just talking about, you know, some of the days where maybe you're not feeling quite as motivated, and, you know, the kids can like lift that up in you and motivate you. Do you also derive a similar kind of, I guess, motivation on some of the lower kind of days, like just being a part of like that adrenaline kind of picture and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely, especially now, because it's been such a long time since like Sam and Mark have competed, and now that there's a group of guys like myself and like Gino Gallipares, there's a group of guys that are kind of following in the footsteps and still keeping like that dream alive, you know what I mean? It's not like people are in there looking at Sam and Mark and seeing that goal isn't obtainable anymore. As to where is that few guys in there still that are still following those footsteps and kind of just repaving that road that might be a little bit rickety sometimes, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, I'd love to hear that. And I guess something I was wanting insights on too, I don't think I've ever asked you about this. I just appreciate that, you know, Instagram handle being Mama's Boy MMA. What's the backstory on that?
Oh, man. I feel like I've told this story 100 times now, but obviously my mom and I are super close. The reason I started MMA is just because my mom had a bit of a tragic accident, in which case she ended up having to lose one of her eyes. And like the months leading after the accident, I kind of just put a lot of the blame on myself, and I felt like I could have done more to maybe prevent the accident or have been like helped out when it happened. So I just feel like I handled it really poorly, and I kind of just held myself accountable for it and was feeling super guilty and down on myself for the coming months afterwards. And I knew I was in a really kind of dark spot in my life. I was just so depressed and kind of just throwing myself a pity party, and I knew I had to do something to get out of it. So I was sitting in my apartment one night watching UFC fights, and I always kind of had that chip on my shoulder. I was always a fan of the sport, and I'm kind of just always thought if I put like a decent amount of time into it, I could probably do it. So I kind of just made the decision that night to stop feeling sorry for myself, so to speak, and put that like energy into something positive, because that's all I was doing. It was just so much negativity, and I was just drowning in negativity. And as opposed to just sitting around all day just feeling sorry for yourself, you just have to put that energy towards something positive, and that's what I did. And I just never stopped doing it.
Yeah, I appreciate the insights on that, man. I mean, that can, I mean, be a very complex sort of thing. I mean, like, grief and those feelings of guilt can be, yeah, you know, very hard to navigate for sure. But it seems like, yeah, you do still, you know, have that strong bond. And I mean, it's added a certain level of like depth to it, even though it's obviously like a tragic situation. But in the context of, okay, well, you know, it happened, let's try to, you know, figure this out as best we can now, it seems like you're very much, you know, doing that.
Yeah, and then going back to my first professional win getting to happen in London, I was able to have my mom there to watch it, so that was actually really special. So everything happens for a reason, man.
Yeah, and I'm curious about the, you know, dynamics of her watching the fights, because I was seeing in one of the MMA Empire articles about that, like, it seems like something where the nerves are, you know, kind of firing off there. Like, is she, like, kind of watching the fights live? Is she doing it through, like, you know, the finger sort of thing? Is she, like, watching it after the fact, like, when someone kind of lets them know what happened? Like, what's the dynamic there, I guess?
My mom, she's a very social person, so when she's out at the live event, she's a social butterfly, so she has as much fun as she can until I walk out, and then I imagine the fingers end up over the eyes a little bit. But I feel like she's getting better with it. I feel like a lot of, like, your anxiety that you would get, obviously, I'm her son, she's going to be nervous anytime I go out there and fight, but just the confidence she has in my ability, I feel like, is growing each and every time I step in that cage. So hopefully it's getting easier for her. If not, then I don't know what to tell her. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's good to hear that it seems like she's at least getting more, I guess, comfortable. It's probably just getting the reps in a little bit. Like, maybe there's always going to be some base level nerves, but the more it happens, it's a little easier.
Yeah, and that, like, my mom is such a sweetheart too. It could have been anything. I could have turned into my passion, and she would have been the most supportive person ever. Like, I remember, like, years back when I first started getting into the sport, and she saw my enthusiasm in it. Like, every time I would come home from work or what have you, she'd pull up like some sort of fight news that she saw on the internet and like start chatting me up about it. So it's pretty incredible. She's a very special person, to say the least.
Well, it's awesome you have that kind of support, and it's been a great journey, just like you talked about, like watching the fights when you were a younger lad and then getting involved in training after that, and just some great moments already so far, like capturing that like MFL light heavyweight title as an amateur. And yeah, it seems like you're eyeballing some, you know, pro gold too, looking to get a couple titles in Quebec there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm undefeated in Quebec, and I'd like to keep it that way, March 11th.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, it's been great having you on, man. A lot of great insights and a lot of different regards for sure, but I want to be mindful of your time and schedule as well, Gordon. So is there any like final parting thought you might want to add as we're kind of wrapping up here, man?
I just like to thank my sponsors. Really, we got Dr. Faisal always helping out all the athletes here in Ontario. He's done so much for the sport here in Canada. No one can really truly thank him enough. And if anyone's in London, come check out Delilah's. It's an absolute amazing spot to come grab some amazing food, have a couple cocktails. Got our other guys over at Hot Takes. If you're into the betting life, go over and check them out. But besides that, I don't really have much else to say. I'm not the type to really chirp anybody. I'd love to say something mean about Simon, but I'm sure he's a nice guy.
I mean, I think this fight sells itself just based on what you guys have already shown in the cage there. So, yeah.
I don't know. He's got a big head, if you want to tell him I said that.
That'll be the headline from this, Gordon Cunningham to Simon Lagarde. You got a big head.
I love it. Yeah, clickbait it up.
But yeah, this is going to be a good one on March 11th. And yeah, loving what Samurai MMA has been doing so far. And this fifth installment should be good. And yeah, excited for this middleweight matchup. Seems like one that has fireworks written all over it. So yeah, thanks for coming on the show, man, and looking forward to peeping that when it goes down. But until then, you have a good rest of your day there.
You as well, brother. Take care.